Good evening. It's good to be able to bring you the message this evening. Of course, when Bruce showed up, I didn't know what was going on.
Neither did I.
But it's good to see everybody this evening. This evening, we're going to talk about a good attitude for service. A good attitude for service. And we're going to talk about Paul a little bit tonight. We're going to talk about Paul. We'll see that Paul, he was thankful. This is coming from 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. Of course, this is Paul addressing Timothy as well, but he's talking about himself here. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has strengthened me, because he considered me faithful, putting me into service. Putting me into service. And in this lesson this evening, we're going to see that Paul was thankful to be of service. He was thankful for that, and he knew where his strength came from. You know, many times we forget that we are all servants for God. All of us are servants for God. But we forget that we must be doers of God's word and not hearers only. You know, we could just sit and listen to the preacher and do nothing about what is preached about. We could do that. But it is our duty to be workers for the Lord. It's our duty to do that. It's our duty to be workers for the Lord. Many times we've sung the song. I know it's not in our new songbooks, but I want to be a worker for the Lord. We've sung that song before. But we should be singing, I am a worker for the Lord. I am a worker for the Lord. But Paul wanted to entrust his knowledge to Timothy. He wanted to entrust his knowledge to Timothy. You know, sometimes the way you're raised has a lot to do with how you live. And I think that had a lot to do with Timothy. As he was being raised, he must have been raised in a family that was members of the church. But being brought up in the church has its advantages. At least we hope that kids have been grounded, or at least hope that and pray that a person has been grounded before they leave home. You know, seems like we lose many after they graduate high school. Seems like we do that. They aren't on their parents' faith anymore. It's important to teach them when they're young. You know, we know that Timothy, he was young, but he had learned what he needed to do. He learned that. But we must not be afraid to teach those who want to be taught. We must not be afraid of that. First point this evening, and we're just going to break that verse down in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. The Lord strengthened Paul. Lord strengthened Paul, you know. And of course there it did say, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord. We should be thankful. We should be thankful to God for being able to serve Him. But the Lord strengthened him, and he was thankful for this. He was very thankful. We must realize that our strength does come from God. In Psalm 28 and verse 7, Psalm 28 and verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart exalts, and with my song I shall thank him. You know, many times we forget where our strength comes from. Also in Psalm 105 and verse 4. Psalm 105 and verse 4. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face continually. You know, in our weak moments, we must dig deep for strength so we can withstand the devil and his schemes. We must do that. We must dig deep. Also in Psalm 118 and verse 14. Psalm 118 and verse 14. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. You know, we need strength daily. We need strength daily, and we can pray for strength each and every day. Mark chapter 12 and verse 30. Mark chapter 12 and verse 30. And you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. This is how we are to love God. It involves your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. Paul knew what God deserves, and so do we. God deserves the very best from us. That's what He deserves. We can't be afraid to show the world how much we love God and His Word. We can't be afraid of that. Sometimes we walk around like we're scared to let people know what we are. And we can't be scared of that. If we are a Christian, we must share with those around us. We can find confidence in Jesus Christ. We have that confidence in Jesus Christ. If we aren't baptized, then we can't share those heavenly blessings. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Some people walk around thinking that they are saved, and baptism isn't essential. They think it's an outward side of an inward change. You know, the whole book of Acts discusses many conversions. And we'll just talk about one, Acts chapter 8, verse 36 through 38. Acts chapter 8, verses 36 through 38. And this is the Ethiopian eunuch. The Ethiopian eunuch was preached to. In Acts chapter 8, verses 36 through 38, as they went along the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, "Look, water, what prevents me from being baptized?" And Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he answered and said, "I believe that Christ Jesus is the Son of God." And then in verse 38, and he ordered the chariot to stop. And they both went down into the water, Philip as the eunuch, and he baptized him. Philip preached to the eunuch, and the eunuch did not put it off. He did not put that off. He took care of it right then and there. He took care of it. He said, "Look, here's water. What prevents me to be baptized?" So he saw a need, and he needed to take care of it right then and there. He did not put it off. So many times we are guilty of putting things off. We're guilty of that. If we know what we must do, why wait? Why wait? We aren't guaranteed that we will live tomorrow. We must be better at doing things right now and trying not to put them off, put off what we can take care of today. We have the power to choose when we need to do something, like talking to someone about the gospel, like inviting people to services, checking on the sick and the shut-ins, praying for those in need. We get to choose when those need to be done. Jesus was very good at these very things. We must pay attention to those in the church and also to those outside the church. Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. "Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary." Verse 10. "So then, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who are of the household of the faith." We have opportunity each and every day to make a difference in the world. No one else can choose but us. Point number two this evening. Paul was considered faithful. Paul was considered faithful. This is a reason that he was put into service. He was a strong, devout Christian. Now, we do know his background. He wasn't always a Christian, but he was a Christian here. He was a strong, devout Christian. In the very beginning, he was not a Christian. But he must have a fire in him to preach the word. He had a fire in him to preach the word. In 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12. This is when Paul was talking to Timothy. And we know that Timothy was young in his days when Paul was talking to him. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. Let no one look down on your youthfulness, but rather in speech, conduct love, faith, and purity. Show yourself an example of those who believe. You know, Timothy must have been young, and Paul thought Timothy could handle it, though. Paul thought Timothy could handle it. With him being young, there's that idea that when he starts preaching, he might be preaching false things and straying away from the truth. Well, the truth must be preached. Even if it pricks us in the heart, it must be preached. Paul wanted Timothy to do good in all things mentioned in 1 Timothy 4 and verse 12 there. He wanted him to do well. Are we considered faithful? Are we considered faithful? We only hope we are doing God's will to the best of our ability. Not just on Sundays and Wednesdays, but each and every day. Each and every day. God wants to use each and every one of us as tools to show others to Christ. To show Christ to others. That's what he wants to use us for. People should see our faithfulness to God in speech and our actions. Colossians chapter 4 and verse 6. Colossians 4 and verse 6. Let your speech always be with grace, as though seasoned with salt, so that you will know how you should respond to each person. It's also good to lean on brothers and sisters in times of need. Prayer is something we all can do, and it helps. Psalm 69 and verse 13. Psalm 69 and verse 13. But as for me, my prayer is to you, O Lord, at an acceptable time. O God, in the greatness of your loving kindness, answer me with your saving truth. Also in Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 29. Proverbs 15 and verse 29. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. We pray for many things. Our leaders in our country, the sick, our church leaders. We can pray for many different things. James chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. James chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. And this is on doubting. James chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. But if any one of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. And in verse 6, but he must ask in faith without any doubting, for the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. We must not doubt when we pray. We must remember we are on God's time. We must be patient because God is patient with us. You know, in James chapter 4, verses 1 through 3 as well. James chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. What is the source of quarrels and conflicts among you? Is not the source your pleasures that wage war in your members? Verse 2. You lust and do not have, so you commit murder. You are envious and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. In verse 3, you ask and do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, so that you may spend it on your pleasures. When we pray, the motives must be right with God. God knows what we need before we ask. It's great to have a prayer, to have a good prayer life, but be careful in our prayer life. We must not become selfish. We talked about it earlier. Paul wasn't always faithful, but he became faithful later and obeyed the gospel. And now he's one of our best examples of how we must live for Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 22 through 28. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 22 through 28. And this is what Paul went through. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 22 through 28. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they descendants of Abraham? So am I. Are they servants of Christ? I speak as if insane, I more so. In far more labors in far more imprisonments, beaten times without number, often in danger of death. 5 times I received from the Jews 39 lashes. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have spent in the deep. I have been on frequent journeys, in dangers from rivers, dangers from robbers, dangers from my countrymen, dangers from the Gentiles, dangers in the city, dangers in the wilderness, dangers on the sea, dangers among false brethren. Verse 27, I have been in labor and hardship through many sleepless nights, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure. Apart from such external things, there is daily the pressure on me of concern for all the churches. Paul went through all these things because of his concern for the churches. Paul had a lot on his plate. He had a lot on his plate. He had to appoint men like Timothy and those who were strong in the faith to help establish churches. We need to have those same concerns for all the churches. You know, there are churches of Christ today who are straying away from the truth. Just because the building says Church of Christ, it's our duty to check them out. If we see drums and guitars by the podium or on stage, then we might want to start asking some questions. God gave us lips to praise His name with. In Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16. Colossians chapter 3 verse 16. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. So we must use our lips to praise God in song. Paul had to address these things, as we do as well. You know, things can creep in the church and we can't allow it. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 13. 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 13. Be on alert, stand firm in the faith, act like men, and be strong. There are issues that go on in the church, and we must stand against false things that go on. Point number 3 this evening. Thankful that he was put into service. Paul was thankful that he was put into service. He was glad to be of service. He left a good example to follow. So in Romans chapter 12, verses 6 through 8. Romans chapter 12, verses 6 through 8. Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, to exercise them accordingly. If prophecy, according to the proportion of his faith, if service in his serving, or he who teaches in his teaching, verse 8, or he who exhorts in his exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. We all have different talents, and we must use them in any way that we can. Don't leave your talents hidden. Don't leave them hidden. Let them be made known and be happy to serve. It is our duty to serve others. Put others' needs before our own. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 4. Philippians 2 and verse 4. The Bible reads, do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. You know, it's easy. It's easy to look out for ourselves. It's easy to do that. But we must count. We must go care for those around us. Paul understood what waited for him. Paul understood what awaited him. He was looking past this life on earth. He was looking for that heavenly home. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. In the future there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. He was at the end of his life here, but he was still doing his duty to help. Timothy understood more about that reward because Paul talked about it. Our reward will be great as long as we remain faithful. We must look past this life and look forward to our next life. Was Paul ever rejected? You bet he was. You bet he was rejected, as we will as well. Not everybody will be acceptable to what we are teaching. But that should not stop us from teaching. Not everyone is acceptable towards the gospel. The gospel must be preached to all, so we must do our part to bring others to Christ. This evening, if you haven't become a child of God, haven't put Christ on in baptism, or if you are a Christian and you're struggling in your daily walk, whatever your need is, go ahead and make it be made known as we stand and sing the invitation song.
I've wandered.